The Green Line is everywhere. And unless you live under a rock, you know about it. One man responsible for making it so iconic is Jim Spiros, Chief Marketing Officer at Fidelity Investments. We had a chance to sit down with Jim and talk about where the Green Line came from and where it's going, and find out his secrets for running a company with $1.6 trillion in managed assets on this month's edition of CBS Radio's Marketing Masters.
We're with Jim Spiros, the Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of Fidelity Investments. Welcome. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for sitting down.
Thanks for having me, Tony.
A green line just appeared in the studio. Where did that come from?
The green line is a metaphor for guidance and navigation. And the way we developed it is we had done a lot of research with investors, and particularly during the downturn in the market. And what we found was that people just wanted more guidance and navigation. So after pouring through all of the research, I was driving home one evening in my car, trying to think about, you know, what might the creative idea be that captures that notion. And when I looked at my GPS system in the car, I said, that's it. What if we could get everyone to think of us as your financial GPS system through life? And that gave birth to the Green Line.
Do you remember the moment that it occurred to you?
It was kind of an epiphany moment, which is the way I think most great creative ideas happens. I think of creativity as sort of an eclectic exercise. You draw from a lot of things. You might draw from art, music, research that you've done, talking to customers, talking to your own investor professionals, and so on. So you take all of that together and you put it together in perhaps ways people have never thought of. And that's the way I think about creativity. It's just sort of a bolt of lightning and an idea that can come to you at any moment.
Is creativity a big part of your job, the daily job, do you
feel? Oh, I would say, you know, the role of any marketing professional is to ideate, to innovate, and to come up with ideas that help drive the business and connection with your customers and your prospects.
What's an insight that you've had?
Well, as we've looked at this current campaign that's running right now on personal economy, I think one of the things we discovered is that people are feeling this sense of the world is somewhat out of control around them. If we look at the sovereign debt crisis overseas with Portugal, Italy, Greece, Spain, and other countries, our own economy sort of teetering back and forth, there's this sense of a lack of control and sometimes helplessness. And so the insight there, I think, is that each person has their own personal economy that they should take charge of, but often don't know how to take charge. And so Fidelity's role in that context is to help them navigate through that.
I read that you launched the first ever web banner. Is this true?
That is true. I spent 20 years of my career at AT&T running marketing for different business units there. And one of the campaigns I did when I was at the corporate offices was a campaign called You Will back in 92, 93, in that era. So I think we launched the first web banner back in October of 1994. And it was very crude at that point. I mean, no one had any idea that the web would be what it is today. I mean, think about bandwidth and speeds. We're like watching, you know, paint dry on a wall. But we wanted to innovate because the whole essence of that campaign was to look forward 4 to 5 years out at technologies that would be occurring at some point in the future.
Did you see the potential back then?
Or I wish I could say I was that smart, but truthfully, you know, it was driven more by the desire to appear in what I thought would be a very innovative medium. But I had no idea, truthfully, that the medium would grow to the point it's at today.
You're presently on the board of directors for the Association of National Advertising, and you've been in marketing for most of your life. You've won all kinds of awards. You like advertising.
I love advertising. As Jerry Delafamina, I think, once said, advertising is the most fun you can have with your clothes on. And it is true. It's a wonderful way to earn a living. I mean, it has its stresses and its pressures and so on. But truthfully, I think you meet some of the most fun, exciting, engaging people, creative types. And I think the essence of great creativity is just to think differently.
I see that Fidelity is a sponsor of the TED conferences.
We actually had an exhibit on water, which was the first topic, water economics. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just some fascinating statistics, like it takes 635 gallons of water to make one hamburger.
What does that mean?
Well, that's exactly the reaction we want to get from you, because we want you to go to the website, to find out more.
What does it mean?
About this topic. it's all the water that's required to grow the grain that feeds the cows, and you've got water in the meat processing part of the supply chain and so on.
When I say the word goat's milk to you, what do you think now?
Yeah, well, one of the sort of provocative headlines that we're running is goats are producing silk as strong as steel. Through synthetic biology, the proteins in goat milk can be woven into fibers that are as strong as steel, which can be used then for surgical threads or bulletproof vests. So synthetic biology is all about literally using nature as a manufacturing plant.
What does that mean for an investor?
The purpose of the campaign is to showcase the insights that our analysts have. So our analysts who focus on different industries and sectors are applying that thinking into the kinds of funds that are selected, stocks and companies that are selected, or companies that they might be following out in the future, mm-hmm. which eventually could make their way into our mutual funds.
I got you.
So we want people to know that we've got some of the smartest minds looking at these important global issues and trends and mm-hmm. themes.
I hear the phrase, investing involves risk. Are you a risk taker?
We actually have a little mascot. It's a giraffe with wings that's soaring into the air. And I often define risk as jumping off a cliff and building your wings on the way down. So when you do that, sometimes magical things happen. And so the winged flying giraffe is symbolic of the magical things that can happen when you're willing to take some risk. I actually even just created an award called the Flying Giraffe Award, and I give it to people who have the courage to take some creative risk. Sometimes it pays off and sometimes it doesn't, but if you suppress risk completely, I don't think you're getting your best work from your people, and I don't think you're driving any innovation.
Fidelity is the number one provider of workplace retirement savings plans. What are you doing when you retire?
My parents were from the Greek islands, and my father had an expression, and he would say to me, "Son, when you're young, you have the teeth and no bread, and when you're old, you have the bread and no teeth." He said, "Pick a point in your life when you have enough of both and go and enjoy yourself." My dad was a farmer on a little Greek island by the name of Rhodes, and he came here before the Depression. He lived through the Depression here with my mom, and we grew up with very modest means, but I never forgot a time when my dad sat me on his lap when I was 8 years old, and he looked me straight in the eye, and he started screaming at me, and he said, "The most important thing I've given you in your life is your name, Spiros, and don't you ever forget it." I was terrified. I didn't even want to ask him what I did wrong. So roll forward 10 years, and we were walking down the street together, and he puts his arm around me, and he says, "Son, now that you're going into college, do you remember 10 years ago I yelled and screamed at you about our name?" I said, "Pop, you scared the crap out of me. Why did you do that?" And he said, "Now that you're going into college, I know you're gonna be a big man. You're gonna be successful. Anytime you sign our name on something, I want it to be the best it can possibly be. I want you to bring pride and honor to the Spiros name." I never forgot that. For me, it's a very personal thing. When I put my name on a piece of work or associate my name with anything, I have to be proud of it. I have to bring pride and honor to the Spiros name. And I've never forgotten that.
That's terrific. What one thing do you want people to walk away with when they think about your brand or hear about Fidelity Investments?
We are a company that's built on integrity. I think a brand is a trust mark. Trust is probably the most important attribute you can have in any financial institution and probably in any relationship with any individual.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's a real pleasure talking with you.
Thank you, Tony. Pleasure to be on.